The federal government is finalising details of a new visa for regional Australia, and an announcement is expected within the next 2 weeks. The visa is designed to tackle labour shortages in both the agricultural and processing sectors, as Cathy Van Extel reports.
The National Party has been on a mission to secure a specific agricultural visa, although there's been resistance from within the Liberal Party. According to a government source, an announcement of a new visa is imminent, possibly early next week. Farm lobby groups have been calling for an ag visa to address the industry's estimated 100,000 shortfall in workers. Rachel McKenzie is the chief advocate of GrowCom.
We don't actually have a visa that was developed specifically to address the labour needs of agriculture. So we have the working holiday make a visa. We have the working holiday visa. We have the seasonal worker visa. And we have people on student visas working in our sector.
It's a system Queensland vegetable grower Robert Hinrichsen struggles with. He's the director of CalFresh.
We grow and pack vegetables. We also pack vegetables as a business for other growers, and we contribute to all the major supermarkets in Australia.
CalFresh employs 50 Australians and up to 200 foreign workers, mostly backpackers.
You get a good staff member who comes through and has really learnt their job well, but, you know, they stay there 2 years and then they have to leave. And when we started, we had all local labour, and, you know, we had things like lists of young people who were, you know, in high school who wanted to work weekends and work night shifts and stuff like that, and we just don't have it anymore.
Robert Hinrichsen says farm labour shortages put skilled Australian jobs at risk.
From accountants to agronomists to salespeople to truck drivers, supervisors, forklift drivers. When you talk about advancing rural communities, they're the sort of people you want living in your town. The problem is that as soon as we limit the supply of the labour that's got to do the picking and packing, then all of those jobs are at risk. Last year was very hard to get people to cut onions, and we ended up ploughing 1,000 tonne of onions into the field because we couldn't get timely labour to pick it.
In regional Victoria, Andrew Bulmer is CEO of Bulmer Farms.
We are involved in intensive horticulture, predominantly in salad. Currently, we've got 125 staff. During the middle of peak season, over the summer months, we'll reach somewhere between 160 to 180 people on the ground. We struggle to find labour everywhere across the spectrum of the business.
Bulmer Farms relies on the Seasonal Pacific Workers Program, employing people from Timor-Leste. Andrew Bulmer says it's expensive and workers can only stay 6 months.
We want to get people here for a longer period of time. We find it frustrating that sort of after 6 months you get someone up to a standard and they're really starting to add value into the business and then you've got to turn them away. So we would love to have people here for a period of, say, up to 3 years.
The length of the new visa is a point of contention within government and negotiations are ongoing. The industry lobbying effort has been led by the National Farmers Federation. Fiona Simpson is president.
There's a couple of ways that it could look that we've envisaged. One is that a visa similar to the way the seasonal worker program works now, except for the fact that one of the drawbacks of the seasonal worker program is that it is employer sponsored. They must then stay with that employer for the length of term that they've been sponsored for. If we're talking about fruit picking, for example, the work can fluctuate from week to week on each farm, but being able to move around a region would have obvious implications and positivities. So it would be perhaps short-term, i.e. 6 to 12 months, maybe with a multiple entry component.
You're also looking at potentially a longer-term visa?
Particularly for skills that end up being at a higher level. So employers could spend a good deal of effort or expense putting training into employees. It makes sense for them to retain those skills and to have those employees on farm for longer periods or perhaps over and over again. So a longer term stream, 3 to 4 years for semi-skilled or skilled jobs, and maybe even a pathway to permanency.
There's been speculation the visa could be used as a pathway for white South African farmers, identified by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton as deserving special attention. Fiona Simpson again.
We've talked broadly about the sorts of people that could be interested in such a visa. Unless the visa was to encompass a longer term stream, then it perhaps is not going to be so suitable for those people. I think they're probably looking at a longer term solution. But certainly our discussions in Southeast Asia, for example, those countries could all be incredibly interested.
There's also been discussion about a separate visa for regional communities, a regional migration visa. Would an ag visa be connected with a regional migration visa?
Certainly, we're not fixed on what the visa should be called or where, in fact, you know, it slots into the government policy mechanism. I think it would fit very nicely into that sort of a regional visa. And if that's where government envisages it to fit, then we'd be very happy with that.
The new visa scheme may also address other regional labour shortages, such as those experienced in meat processing. The agricultural sector is hopeful that a new visa may also help address the issue of worker exploitation. Rachel McKenzie from GrowCom.
Because of the mishmash of visas that we have at the moment, we have a situation where workers are unfortunately complicit in their own exploitation. And what I mean by this is we have student visa holders, for example, who aren't actually here to be students. They actually are here to work in agriculture. And because they're only allowed to work 20 hours a week in agriculture, the rest of that time they work in the black economy. And they're underpaid, and it means they're very vulnerable to exploitation because they're not going to report any underpayment or issues to the Fair Work Ombudsman in concern for their visa being taken away or being packed off home.
As such, the industry's lobbying efforts have included a push for an eligibility requirement for farmers as part of the new visa. Fiona Simpson.
This visa should only be available to improved employers who can demonstrate best workplace and employment practice.
That's Fiona Simpson, the President of the National Farmers Federation, ending that report by Cathy Van Extel. And a spokesperson for the Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, has confirmed that announcement on this agricultural visa is due within weeks.